Have you ever struggled with forgiving someone who deeply hurt you? Imagine being betrayed by your own family, sold into slavery, and facing years of hardship. Yet when given the chance, you choose forgiveness over revenge. Welcome to Bible Glow, where today we'll explore the incredible story of Joseph and his brothers and discover the transformative power of forgiveness. This story from Genesis shows us that forgiveness is not just a noble act, but a powerful force that can change lives and heal hearts. Forgiveness is a theme that runs deep in the Bible, and nowhere is it more poignantly illustrated than in the story of Joseph. The journey from betrayal to forgiveness is fraught with pain, but it also holds the promise of healing and reconciliation. Today, we'll delve into the emotional highs and lows of Joseph's life, understanding how his ability to forgive his brothers not only changed his life, but also altered the course of an entire nation. Joseph's journey begins as the favored son of Jacob, which sparks jealousy and resentment among his brothers. Their envy reaches a breaking point when Joseph shares his dreams, which imply that he will one day rule over them. Unable to tolerate his perceived arrogance, his brothers plot to kill him, but ultimately sell him into slavery. This act of betrayal sends Joseph to Egypt, far from his family and the life he knew. In Egypt, Joseph faces numerous challenges, from being falsely accused and imprisoned to rising to power in Pharaoh's court. Joseph's early life was marked by the special favor his father, Jacob, showed him, symbolized by the richly ornamented robe he was given. This favoritism created a deep-seated jealousy among his brothers, who felt overlooked and undervalued. The dreams Joseph had, where he saw his brothers bowing down to him, only fueled their resentment. When the opportunity arose, they seized it, stripping Joseph of his robe and selling him to a caravan of Ishmaelites heading to Egypt. This betrayal was the beginning of a long and arduous journey for Joseph, one that would test his faith and resilience. Despite the betrayal and hardships, Joseph's faith and integrity lead him to find favor in Egypt. Through God's guidance, he interprets Pharaoh's dreams, predicting 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. Impressed by Joseph's wisdom, Pharaoh appoints him as the governor of Egypt, placing him in charge of managing the resources to prepare for the coming famine. Joseph's rise to power is a testament to his resilience and faith in God's plan. His new position not only saves Egypt, but also sets the stage for a dramatic family reunion. Joseph's journey in Egypt was filled with trials that tested his character. After being sold into slavery, he was bought by Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials. Joseph quickly rose to a position of trust within Potiphar's household due to his diligence and God's favor. However, false accusations by Potiphar's wife led to his imprisonment. Even in prison, Joseph's integrity shone through, and he was placed in charge of other prisoners. His ability to interpret dreams eventually brought him to the attention of Pharaoh. By accurately interpreting Pharaoh's troubling dreams and proposing a strategic plan to manage the impending famine, Joseph was elevated to the second highest position in Egypt. This rise from slave to governor illustrates how steadfast faith and integrity can lead to extraordinary outcomes. When the predicted famine strikes, it affects not only Egypt, but also the surrounding regions, including Canaan, where Joseph's family lives. Jacob, unaware of Joseph's fate, sends his sons to Egypt to buy grain. When they arrive, they do not recognize Joseph, who now holds a position of immense power. Joseph, however, recognizes them immediately. Instead of revealing his identity, he tests his brothers to see if they have changed, eventually revealing himself in a tearful reunion. The moment of revelation is profound, as Joseph stands before the very brothers who betrayed him, now seeking his mercy. The famine was severe, and Jacob's family was in dire need of food. Hearing that Egypt had surplus grain, Jacob sent his sons to buy provisions. Upon their arrival, they were brought before Joseph, who had the authority to decide their fate. Recognizing them instantly, Joseph decided to test his brother's character. He accused them of being spies, imprisoned Simeon, and demanded they bring their youngest brother, Benjamin, as proof of their honesty. This test was Joseph's way of discerning if his brothers had truly repented and changed their ways. When they returned with Benjamin and demonstrated genuine remorse and concern for their father's well-being, Joseph could no longer contain his emotions. He revealed his identity in a dramatic and emotional scene, expressing his forgiveness and assuring them that their actions were part of God's greater plan. The climax of Joseph's story is his act of forgiveness. Despite having every reason to seek revenge, Joseph chooses to forgive his brothers. He reassures them, saying, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Joseph's forgiveness is not just about letting go of past wrongs. It's about recognizing God's greater plan and embracing the healing power of mercy. This act of forgiveness transforms the lives of his brothers and brings reconciliation to a fractured family. Joseph's ability to forgive demonstrates a deep understanding of God's sovereignty and the redemptive power of love and grace. By choosing forgiveness, Joseph restores his family and sets an example for future generations. Joseph's declaration to his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good," reflects a profound spiritual insight. He acknowledges that while his brothers' actions were meant to cause him harm, God used those very actions to position him in a place where he could save many lives, including their own. This realization allowed Joseph to release any bitterness and embrace forgiveness fully. His brothers, overwhelmed by his grace and mercy, are brought to tears. The family is reunited, and Joseph's father, Jacob, is overjoyed to see his beloved son alive and thriving. This powerful moment of forgiveness and reconciliation not only mends broken relationships, but also highlights the importance of trusting in God's plan, even when the path is fraught with pain and difficulty. Joseph's story highlights the transformative power of forgiveness. By forgiving his brothers, Joseph breaks the cycle of bitterness and revenge, paving the way for healing and reconciliation. His forgiveness not only restores his relationship with his family, but also ensures the survival of a nation. Forgiveness is a powerful force that can heal deep wounds and restore broken relationships. It requires strength, humility, and faith. But its impact is profound. Joseph's example teaches us that true forgiveness can lead to personal and communal transformation. Forgiveness is not just about the act itself, it's about the freedom and peace that come with it. By choosing to forgive, Joseph frees himself from the chains of anger and resentment. This freedom allows him to fully embrace his role as a leader and a provider, ensuring that his family and the people of Egypt are cared for during the famine. His act of forgiveness also transforms his brothers, who are deeply moved by his mercy. They too are freed from their guilt and are given a chance to start anew. This story reminds us that forgiveness can have a ripple effect, bringing healing and restoration not only to the individuals involved, but also to the wider community. As we reflect on Joseph's journey, let's consider the power of forgiveness in our own lives. Are there people we need to forgive? Are there relationships that could be healed by extending grace and mercy? Joseph's story encourages us to embrace forgiveness, not as a sign of weakness, but as a testament to our strength and faith. Share your thoughts in the comments below about a time when you experienced the transformative power of forgiveness. Your story could inspire others to take steps toward healing and reconciliation. Forgiveness is a journey that begins with a single step. It might be challenging, but it is a path worth taking. Whether it's forgiving a friend, a family member, or even ourselves, forgiveness opens the door to healing and new beginnings. As you reflect on Joseph's story, think about the people in your life who may need your forgiveness. Consider the impact that forgiving them could have on your life and theirs. Let Joseph's example inspire you to take that first step towards healing and restoration. Don't forget to like this video and subscribe to Bible Glow for more inspiring stories and lessons from the Bible. Your support helps us continue to bring you these meaningful stories. Thanks for watching, and see you next time.